This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 16 for Thursday, August 13th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market held on to small gains Thursday, although activity was relatively subdued amid competing outside influences. Canola was steady to up $2, November up 80 cents at $486.20 per ton. Sharp gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal provided support throughout the day, but soy oil was lower, and the Canadian dollar touched fresh six-month highs. Speculators were on the sell side liquidating some of their long positions. Swathing of canola fields is reportedly underway in parts of the prairies, but the actual harvest has yet to get started in earnest, and most attention is still on cereal crops. Soybeans in Chicago, they posted double-digit gains today, up 16 cents in the November contract at $8.99.5 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 570,000 tons of old crop business and a whopping 2.8 million tons of new crop bookings. Additional export sales of 197,000 tons to China and 202,000 tons to other unknown destinations were also announced this morning. Corn futures, they're also up sharply on the day with fund buying a feature there. September corn up 10 cents at $3.25 per bushel. Ideas that the derecho windstorm that hit parts of the Midwest earlier this week did more damage than originally thought contributed to the gains. Up to 10 million acres of cropland in Iowa, a major corn-producing state, were reportedly impacted by the storm. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 900,000 tons of old and new crop business combined were down on the week and did temper the upside. Wheat futures, they are higher across the board, moving in sympathy with soybeans and corn. Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents in September at $4.96 per bushel. Kansas City 7 cents higher at $4.25 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 5 cents in the September contract at $4.96 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 360,000 tons were down on both the week and the year. Ample world wheat supplies did temper the upside. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, August 13th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.